The opinions expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.
And welcome back to WMTS, World of Money Talk Station at moneytalkstation.com, the internet's only 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week internet station with news that you can use. And in this half hour, we're going to get an update from Mawson Resources. They're an exploration company with precious metal interests. They have had over 10 years exploring in the Nordic countries. And Mawson is a natural resources company which has been continually engaged in the acquisition and exploration of precious and energy mineral interests since its incorporation in 2004. And the company's flagship property, of course, is the Rompas Gold Project in Finland. My very special guest, Mr. Michael Hudson. He is the chairman, CEO, and director of this company. Michael, welcome back to the program. How are you today?
Lovely to be back, Evan. I'm on top of the world, even though I'm sitting on the bottom of it down here in Australia.
Yes, you're in Australia as we speak, and of course, through the magic of radio and technology, it literally sounds like you are sitting right here with me. I want to get right into the interview and talk about the company and see what's going on, if we could. Last week, you know that we spoke last in mid-September. You spoke about the junior sector moving, and where is the gold market now with respect to gold and the junior markets, specifically exploration stories?
Yeah, so last time we spoke, a little over a month ago, there was a little window in the junior space, and there was some capital being raised back into that high-risk, high-reward area, and the gold price was moving up strongly. Now we're at a place where the gold price is pretty much leveled out around that $1,480 to $1,500 an ounce level. We're still at 5-year highs. So gold price is looking buoyant, but in this this business, it seems to be the trend is your friend. And as probably across many, many different businesses, I suspect. And so with gold just flatlining, it's taken a bit of the shine off the gold market in terms of the junior sector, I think, since we last spoke. The best way to measure the junior market, which is the higher risk, high reward exploration end of the market, is to look at the Toronto Venture Exchange index, a composite index they put out, the VIJX, and that's really come off since we last spoke. So that little window of enthusiasm has turned out to be that window for the moment. The junior sector is back at lower levels, which creates opportunities again, I suppose, is the optimistic way of looking at things. And there's all these the divergences, I suppose, that you can and really look at. Gold is obviously at 5-year highs with the uncertainty we see in the world, interest rates coming down, trade wars, Brexit, and people are seeing gold as an important part of their portfolio. And even though it's not interest-bearing, it's a pretty secure asset, as it has been for thousands of years. So that gold is still doing very well. The major miners come off a little bit of recent, but they're still at highs across the board. And then the mid tier companies, especially in the gold space, and especially here in Australia, have been making a lot of money and a lot of money for investors. And it really hasn't trickled down to what is the engine room for the mining industry, where new deposits are discovered. New gold is only found through exploration, and that's what we do. And there's a consequence that there's a real divergence there that in my mind at least will be filled. Nobody knows the time frame, but it will and needs to be filled, because literally every ounce that's taken out of the ground needs to be replaced and increased, because gold production is increasing in an increasing world, and we use not only gold as a storage of wealth, but something like 30% of gold goes into electronics and the changing world that we're seeing. So yeah, it's an interesting time. These are moments, but if you have a longer term strategy, I think everything is looking quite positive in my mind. But remember, I'm running a junior exploration company, and I'm an optimist by nature.
Michael, I remember a long time ago, and I'm talking many, many years ago, and I'm looking at the price of gold today. It's almost at $1,500 an ounce. I remember a long time ago, somebody actually gave me as a gift, somebody I used to work for. This is like 25, 30 years ago at least, if not more. I'm sure you remember the Krugerrands, the gold Krugerrands. Somebody gave me a 1 ounce gold Krugerrand, and I held on to it for a while. And I was amazed at the value, just holding on to it for a couple of years, how it increased. And now I look at where the price of gold is today, and I'm like, wow, if I've only held on to that till today.
Yeah, well, that's they were very famous, or are very famous ways to store gold. And yeah, it's been around. It's in the psychology of people. I mean, I find little gold nuggets around the place as I go searching for gold, and if you throw them on a table in front of pretty much anybody, there's a psychological click in somebody's mind. The eyes open up, and people love looking and holding gold, sort of like we all love on a cold night sitting around a fire,
right,
warming. There was the protection, right? And so there's something innate about gold that we all love. And juniors are a very high risk but high leverage way to expose yourself to any commodity, and specifically Mawson is gold, and then you can get into the producers, or you can hold physical gold or buy ETFs now. So there's a lot of different ways to be exposed to gold, but it's a way to diversify your risk profile, no doubt.
Folks, the website you want to go to if you want information on this very, very nice company, it's MawsonResources.com. That's MawsonResources.com. The ticker symbol on the OTC is MWSNF. That's Mike Whiskey Sierra November Frank on the OTC. And on the Toronto, on the TSX, it's MAW. That's Mike Alpha Whiskey. MawsonResources.com. Michael, what has Mawson been up to over the last month?
Well, we've been marketing and looking for capital to start a new drill program, which we're soon to commence. So we've been planning in the back, I suppose, of the office in the courtyard in Finland, getting drill rigs lined up, and drill rigs will start turning again next month in November. So what does that actually all mean? So what we have is a deposit, a gold deposit that we found from first principles, from those little nuggets that we found a few years ago, and now we put out a first up resource nearly a year ago now, in December last year, that demonstrated 400,000 to 500,000 ounces of gold, which is a small size deposit at the moment. We put another 15 kilometres, or doubled the metres, the drill metres, to extend that resource. And we have an exploration target. It's not a resource because we need to put more drilling in to make it more firm. But the exploration target has a range of 800,000 to 1 million ounces now that we can see in the ground. And we're really going back to drill more. So this is like putting pins into the earth, if you like, down to 500 or 600 metres or even deeper. The mineralisation starts at surface, and we're making this deposit bigger. And that's where the value creation comes, through going from 500,000 ounces to 1 million ounces to 2 million ounces, and then we're starting to create a deposit of significant scale that will inherently have a lot of value as we go forward. So our way of creating value is to raise capital, to put that capital into the ground, so to speak, drilling and extending these rocks that host the gold that will one day become a mine. And that's what we've been busy planning to do over the last month or so.
Folks, I can't stress enough, you need to go to the website, MawsonResources.com. MawsonResources.com. There is a plethora of information on the website. You can see all the latest news and press releases, talks about the company. You can see its officers, the background, what the company does. Everything is there. It's a beautiful website. Go to the website, do your due diligence, investigate before you invest. Folks, I humbly believe this is a long-term buy and hold situation. MawsonResources.com. The ticker symbol MWSNF on the OTC, MWSNF on the OTC, and MAW on the TSX. Michael, where is Mawson positioned in Finland and in Europe?
That's a good question, Evan. I suppose we're one of the more advanced stories in Finland in terms of new discoveries. This gold deposit has a 10 to 20% in situ value with cobalt as well, which makes us a very strategic asset for Finland and for Europe. It's one of the few resources of cobalt in Europe, and the Europeans want to entrench themselves. The Finnish people and politicians and society want to entrench itself in the battery supply chain, this battery revolution for the electrification of the world, and cobalt plays a large part in the lithium-ion battery chemistry. So Finland's already a large part of that supply chain, and we present a new proposition for them in terms of a new cobalt resource that is underpinned by gold, no doubt, and it's a gold deposit, but as a byproduct of cobalt, adds a great story and reality to that, the asset as well. In terms of Europe and the gold space, I mean, we have actually got the best result, the single result. Our 11th hole into the property is the best result in the last decade in Europe amongst our peers in the Toronto market. So this project has grade, width, and now it's becoming much, much bigger. So it's a significant asset for Finland, a strategic asset for Finland, and in the European space. And importantly, the largest mine in Europe, the largest gold mine in Europe, is literally just down the road from us. So this is a hot part of the world for gold exploration, and a lot more gold will be found, not only on our project, but in Finland itself. It really only opened up for gold exploration in the early 90s, Finland, when they became a member of the EU. So it's a relatively modern history for gold, despite Finland having hundreds and hundreds of years of mining history. It wasn't for gold. It was mainly for iron ore and base metals. So we're at an emerging sector, if you like, in a mature terrain, and we're at the top of the pile.
My very special guest is the chairman, CEO, and director of this very nice company, Mawson Resources, Dr. Michael Hudson. Of course, he's an explorationist and an entrepreneur as well. And during the last 28 years, he's developed and financed mineral exploration properties since 2004 and has headed Mawson Resources as chairman, CEO, and director. Folks, we're going to take a short pause. When the conversation continues, we'll speak more with Mr. Michael Hudson, the chairman, CEO, and director of this very, very nice company.
Are you a business owner who needs working capital to help grow and support your business? Do you know where the money is going to come from? Have you been turned down from a local bank? If you need working capital and need it now, call Strategic Funding. We provide up to $1 million in alternative financing to retailers, restaurants, hotels, and hundreds of different types of businesses. Unlike getting financing through a bank, our unique financing services are very flexible, with repayment plans customized to meet your needs. needs. Our underwriting is extremely fast, allowing approval in as little as one day. It's totally stress-free. If you've been in business for at least a year, have an annual revenue of $150,000 or more with a minimum credit score of 550, pick up the phone and call now for a free, no-obligation consultation to see what you qualify for. Dial 800-211-6587. 800-211-6587. That's 800-211-6587.
Do you have your 401k placed where you are guaranteed protection against the highs and lows of our cyclical economy? It's time to protect yourself, and I'd like to tell you how. Goldco Precious Metals, gold and silver alike. As we all know too well, there are constant changes in our government and the well-being of our economy. So we have to ensure our money is stable and secure, and more Americans are turning to gold IRAs because they combine the time-tested security of a physical asset with the modern tax-advantaged features of an individual IRA. My friends at Goldco, these are quite remarkable people, are trained to help you take the next steps to financial security. I did the same. I trust them. The market will change, that we know. Precious metals are a solid way to diversify your assets and protect your retirement. Get a free IRA guide by filling out a simple form at PragerGold.com. No obligation. Go to PragerGold.com today to ensure your tomorrow. That's PragerGold.com. PragerGold.com.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-432-2218. 800-432-2218. That's 800-432-2218.
Okay, give me 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups, 5 sets of stairs, and 5 laps.
Hey, Coach, what's with all the fives?
I love the number 5, because I get 5% cash back with my Chase Freedom credit card.
Chase Freedom card members can earn 5% cash back on up to $1,500 spent in new bonus categories each quarter.
I sure love those 5% categories even more than I love working you like dogs.
But, Coach, Chase Freedom also gives you 1% cash back on everything else you buy.
Unlike some other cashback cards, Chase Freedom automatically gives you a full 1% cash back on all other purchases without limits.
What's your point, rookie?
Well, if you get 1% cash back too, how about we just do one of everything?
How about I let you warm the bench this Sunday?
5 it is.
Earn your cash back with Chase Freedom, proud sponsor of the New York Jets. Don't get shortchanged. Get your cash back. Visit chase.com/freedom. Chase Freedom credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. and are subject to credit approval. Activate to get your 5% cash back each quarter. Copyright 2011, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
Employees and staff of MoneyTalkStation.com and their families adhere strictly to the practice of not buying, selling, or owning shares of stocks, warrants, or options of any public companies presented on any programs presented on any show. This is our clear practice in our advertising agreement periods and period of 30 days before and after such time period that a company and its management are presented on the broadcast. MoneyTalkStation.com, its employees and staff, including any of our guests, follow the practice of not accepting any shares of stock, warrants, stock options, or any securities as compensation from any company presented on any program, on any show, on MoneyTalkStation.com. Advertising fees are accepted in U.S. dollars only and relate to commercial spots and or segments on MoneyTalkStation.com. All investments carry varying risks. Therefore, always investigate before you invest. For further information about our relationship with any of our advertisers, whether public or private, presented on MoneyTalkStation.com, please visit our website, which is www.MoneyTalkStation.com. Call 407-205-8255. Thank you for listening to MoneyTalkStation.com. From Broad Street to Wall Street, this is World Money Talk Station.
And welcome back to WMTS World Money Talk Station. Of course, you can always go to MoneyTalkStation.com, listen to the broadcast. And now we're proud to announce, of course, we're part of the Live 365 platform, one of the largest distribution networks for our radio show, you can go to live365.com and just do a search for WMTS and it'll pop right up there. And you can also hear the radio network right there at live365.com. The conversation continues with the chairman, CEO, and director of Mawson Resources, Michael Hudson. And Michael, what's next for Mawson Resources?
Yeah, as I think I've said to you before, Evan, it's drill, drill, drill. You don't find mineralization, you don't find gold without the truth machine, we call it, and that's drilling. And maybe some of your listeners don't really know what I mean even when I say drilling, although I'm sure that many listeners are aware that in the oil business you drill, but you drill with quite large diameter holes there. The holes that we drill with are they're called diamond holes because the bit's impregnated with industrial diamonds to cut the rock, and then there's an annular ring of diamonds impregnated into a bit, and then you pull out something that's basically the size of your forearm, a cylinder of rock, and we drill literally kilometres and kilometres. So our plan this winter is to, and I apologise for the metric, to drill 15 kilometres, so that would be something like 10 miles of drilling.
Wow.
In the next 3 or 4 months, and each drill hole is approximately from 200 to 700 or 800 yards long, and we're literally probing into the earth just to test the rocks at depth, and we know what we've got at surface, and we know what we've got near surface, so we're extending these resources that we've drilled closer to surface at depth, and that's simply how we're extending the mineralization, and it's a relatively lower risk. Exploration is trying to second guess nature, so it's inherently a risky business. If it was so easy to find gold, everybody would be doing it. But what we've got now is a very good start, and what is next is to drill all those yards and miles of drilling and extend three resource areas that we have within a mile by a mile area, and see how they continue. Should everything be equal, and that's a big statement, second guessing nature, but should everything be equal in terms of the continuity of what we know so far, we should look to head towards an exploration target of a multi-million ounce system over the next year or so, and that's really the aim here, is to create a system that is big enough to attract the interest of the major gold companies. Mawson is what we call a junior explorer, and our specialty is to find these deposits and bring them to a point where it attracts the major gold miners, and that's where shareholders and stakeholders will have the win when we get it to a size and scale and grade that is big enough to attract and create competitive tension in the larger miners whose specialty is to mine these projects. So that's the model, and we're well on the path now. And the sector, as I said, is a little beaten up in terms of the valuations around most exploration companies, and Mawson is no different. But the upside is in, number one, creating a much bigger asset, which we're on the path to doing, and number two, that divergence of valuation from the large companies and the mid-tiers to a beaten-up junior exploration sector, which is the engine room for producing new deposits for those mid-tier and large companies when that valuation becomes re-weighted, I should say. So gold is depleting. We've hit what we call peak gold, a bit like peak oil, and it's getting harder to find new deposits, so they're becoming inherently more valuable by that aspect alone.
Michael, I wish I had more time to speak with you and collaborate more on your company. I love your company very, very much. I can't stress enough, folks. You want to go to the website, mawsonresources.com, mawsonresources.com. Again, in my humble opinion, this is a fantastic company. I firmly believe this is a great time to get into this company and hold on to it for the long run, okay? MWSNF, MWSNF on the OTC and MAW on the TSX. My very special guest this half hour has been the chairman, CEO, and director, Michael Hudson. Michael, thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the best of luck with your company.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks. More information coming up next right here at World Money Talk Station. Don't go anywhere.
The opinions expressed on the preceding program were strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of World Money Talk Station, its staff, management, or its sponsors.